souls. Welcome to my soaking sanctuary. It is 12:12. It's now November. It is the start of a new moon phase. And my understanding is that we went into two full moons. A lot of retrogrades, a lot of things are happening on top of layers and layers and layers and layers of other things. And a lot of people are feeling overwhelmed. So I'm so glad to be here. It's a beautiful time to start intentions, manifesting, writing them down and getting them out and throwing them out in the universe, because a lot of wonderful, wonderful, incredible things are coming. And when we set our intentions in this beautiful way, they manifest. It is the most awesome and amazing thing, and especially in this new moon. And we also had the 11:11. That happened too. So very, very special time for us. You know, we could really look at this in two different ways, which I've seen. People are running scared. And then there are people who are just calm and in their world and in their peace, because they have built that from within. And they know how to go there. So that's why I'm here today, because it's a really special time, and it's a time of cleansing, it's a time of healing, it's a time of cutting the things that don't serve you. And I hear this message all over the place, so I want to be able to send this to you as well, you know, this peace and love, and just being able to live in this grace that we're meant to live in. And despite everything that's happening on the outside world, what's happening from within? So again, if I didn't say a formal welcome, welcome, welcome to my soaking sanctuary. It's a very, very sacred time, and we need to take this time to go into prayer, go into meditation, go into anything that gives you that calm and that peace. And if you need to escape from the world or just create the space, you could always go there. You could always go there. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, at what time of the day or wherever you are, you just be. And, you know, the thing about the feminine energy is all about being. And sometimes we need to learn just to be. The masculine energy helps us going. So it's go, 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 go. But the feminine is all about be, 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 be. And it is just an amazing place to be able to do and to be. And we have that power, and we have that control, and we have that ability to do that, you know? So that is one of the reasons why I really feel compelled now. I know you heard me talk about so many things, but I have such a calling to coach. And, you know, maybe later on down the line, it could be men's coaching, but for right now, it's women's coaching. And there's just, you know, this massive movement, really. Because we're all connecting and we're all growing and thriving and learning how to just be and be in our quiet and really learn that, you know, love does not mean weakness, right? All we humility and love and kindness and surrendering, that does not mean weakness. And power does not mean evil either. So there's a sweet spot where we can be powerful in love. And I read this quote, and it talks about confidence in love and how, you know, our words are kindness, and the kindness is love, and this confidence in love, it's like it's all related, and it's just, it is just so amazing how beautiful that is, that when we share love and we do things from love, and when we have our mind and our body and our soul and our spirit connected, that we just come from love. You know, in the Bible, it talks about God is love. And so that's the only thing that exists is love. So just, you know, focusing on that and focusing on our passions and focusing on that love that we have from within. You know, what do you love? You know, some people can say they love coffee. I love chocolate, right? I love ice cream. But, you know, there's a deeper sense of what love is. And, you know, when it comes to, like, family or it comes to children, I actually thought I was going to set fire because I turned on the heater. And honestly, I don't remember the last time I turned on the heater because I have hot flashes. And so I have kitties now. And I actually have 3 kitties. I fostered 3 kitties and the mama. And I don't remember if I've told you the story, but just quickly, there's a time of socializing the kitties, which is usually the critical time is between 5 and 8 weeks. 5 and 8 weeks. And so the mama did not let me near her kitties. So from the fostering agency, I just said I need to have the mama removed so that I can socialize the kitties. It's a crucial time for a foster parent to do this. And so the mama, gorgeous mama, I called her Mama Zara. She came from a horse barn, and they took her back to the horse barn, which that's where she was happy, you know. She's out with nature. She knows how to survive on her own. Gorgeous, gorgeous creature and beautiful, beautiful mama. However, I have foster mama duties, and I raise the kids from 1 week old, although, you know, mama was raising them until about 4.5 weeks. They were actually taken away from me when they took the mama, and that was not agreed upon by anybody. They just thought that they were doing the right thing. However, someone from the agency called me and said, I want to give your babies back. That, you know, that was not cool that they took the babies. So they gave me the babies back after, I think, about 4 days, and that was like the hardest time of my whole life, you know? And I was working at the same time, and mind you, this is during the COVID time, so it was just sheltering in place, and, you know, so many flood of emotions came upon me, and it was really, really scary time for me, but that just shows you what love is, you know, like, oh my God, I love these little babies, and they were torn away from me, and it was just so devastating for me. So I could understand how that is when it comes to any type of relationship that's, you know, broken, or done, like it's over, right? Any type of death, or even parting from a place of memory, you know, like moving from a house that you love, right? Because there's a lot of loving, beautiful memories, like even, you know, maybe grandma's house or your mom's house or, you know, whoever's house that you felt like that love. And we need to remember that we're not our job, we're not our relationship, we're not our, you know, house, we're not our car, right? Like, we're not our marriage. We're not that. We are who we are. And we have attachments. And sometimes it's hard to let go. And, you know, it was so hard. It was so, so hard. But I told myself that I really needed to learn how to let go. I may never see them again, and I need to move on. You know, I still had my priorities and things that I needed to take care of, and that was out of my control. So when they came back into my life, it was just like, oh my God, I'm never gonna let you go, you know? And one of my friends, she adopted the blondie. So I have two gingers, which is the kind of orange tabby, like Garfield is an orange tabby. There's so many famous orange tabbies. There's Morris the cat, right? I'm sure there are plenty more that I can't even think of right now, but orange tabbies are famous. And so I kept the orange tabbies, and my friend, she adopted the blondie. And so now she's moving, and she has the house for sale, and so I'm taking care of the blondie. So the kids are back together again, and it's just such a peace in the house. Although it was before, you know, he came, but just that knowing that, you know, that the kids, they love each other, they grew up together, you know, like they're all from the same litter, and it's just really, really sweet. So anyway, you know, that's love, right? And although I'm not my kitties, I have a strong affection and I have a strong bond with them. But, you know, where does this love come from? It comes from within. And, you know, these kitties, they really helped me. I'll be honest with you, because after divorce, I didn't have my heart open. And I thought I did, you know, I was dating and everything, and I honestly didn't have my heart open until one morning I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is what unconditional love is all about. So I love them for the personality and who they are and for what they are and what they're growing to be, and it's unconditional love. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I really get it now, that, you know, why people love their children so much. And, you know, I'm almost like the grandmama, right? Because, you know, they had their mama, their cat mama, but I'm their foster mama and their, you know, their human mama. And, you know, my friend is the mama of the blondie. And so, you know, they're loved and we're loved, and, you know, both they're like miracle babies because they open our hearts, both of us. And what a beauty that is, you know, to have that love from within. But also, you know, both of us come from really tough times and hard places, and, you know, we did a lot of work on ourselves, my friend and I. And it's just really, really precious how we came to be friends and, you know, sharing in all of the things that we're learning and experiencing. And it's just a fabulous ride. And within all of this time, you know, the kitties are involved and we're home alone, you know, but not really, because we're all connected, right? And spiritually, that energy is so strong, And that's why I'm here today, to remind you how we are all connected and how loved you are and how important it is for us to love ourselves and to really open our hearts and to be mindful of being gentle to ourselves. You know, there's a lot of people who have gone through some really horrendous things, and you know, all sorts of abuse, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, soulful, spiritual, right? Abuse. And it's a really scary time, but at the same time, you know, it was never, we make it about the other person, and then we make it about us, and we make it about blaming, and we make it about shaming even, you know, ourselves, and how did we get into that, and all of that. And it's not about that. It's all about the lesson that we learned. And it's all about, I love, one of the ladies, I'm actually going to be in her 3-day seminar. I'm taking off work to be in a 3-day seminar. Babies are here. Babies are here. Hi, baby. I don't think you like the bath. I wouldn't mind letting them experience, you know, putting their paw in the bath, but I have essential oils in here, and that's not good for the kitty. So, yeah, don't put your paw in here. I don't think you like it anyway. I'm going to be in a 3-day seminar, and, there's like awesome things coming, right? Okay, so I'm going to be in a three-day seminar, and it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to get really great clarity around how to market my business. And one of the titles that I came up with that I feel that it's near and dear to my heart is that I am a, how do I say it? Positive possibility strategist. And, you know, because sometimes people don't know what a life coach is. And I love that, because I found out I'm taking a relational mastery class for Enneagram. And Enne means 9. In Greek. So Enneagram is a personality test, but also it's like a whole, how do you call it, theory. I don't know, would you call it a theology, around transformation. And there are 9 types. And so we learn about our type. And so for my type, it is the one that restructures, reframes things. And I am pretty much a master of that, of reframing things. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's interesting that we think of all of the quote-unquote bad things that happen in our lives to be just that, right? Like, oh my God, you know, they call FML, like, F my life. And, you know, it's not about that. Oh, Boo. Boo came in here. He put his paw in here. Okay, Boo, that's enough. I think you know what this is all about. He's going to put his paw in here again. Nah, I don't think you like that. Okay, I'm going to close the door. I'm going to close the door. Anyway, I don't want to distract from what I'm talking about. But I have a way of reframing, restructuring the whole kind of dreary bad into the good, because how the strategist and what she does from the seminar, she said that the people who cause these things, these if you want to call it horrific things in our lives, they're actually angels, because they're helping us become who we need to be, or who we already are, or to, you know, really push us, wake us up, awakening, right? They call it to who we really are. Not who we're meant to be or who we can become or our best life, really. It's who we really are, and it's how we can discover ourselves. And that's what she teaches. And I have a candle on, and it's really powerful. Now that I have the door closed, so I'm going to move it up a little bit so it's not it's not so powerful. Go up and into the room here and still give me light. But you know, there's so many things that we could do internally that we don't prioritize that, you know? So anyway, she says that they're angels because they push us into situations and reality of life that, you know, we really need to be jolted sometimes. It was funny that she said that, because she says some people get a nudge and they get it, right? The like the life lessons I talk about. Some people get a nudge and they get it. Guess what? Some people need to get whacked by a 2x4, she said. And, you know, it's so true. Like, I just feel like I just have this, you know, big loving heart. And I needed to get whacked by a 2x4 and then some, you know. And it finally woke me up to, you know, just caring for myself and loving myself. And as I said, you know, before, to become my own soulmate first. And that's so important. That's the reason why I'm here in the bath. I'm here in the bath today because I feel like I went out of alignment. And, you know, it's the vulnerability part of me talking right now, because that's what I preach, right? That's what I talk about all the time. Stay in your alignment, stay in your alignment. But you know what? When you come to a place where you kind of get that balance and you kind of get that harmony and you got structures in place and, you know, it feels good and you're in alignment, it's like everything runs smoothly, right? Like a car. When a car is in alignment, oh my gosh, like there's no resistance. It's just like you can let go of the wheel and it just drives on its own pretty much, right? Stays in its lane. And you don't need to worry about it. It's not a struggle. But when things go out of alignment, like if you're driving on the freeway, say for example, on the highway, right? You're driving and it's a little bit out of alignment or a lot out of alignment, guess what? You are struggling to get that back into alignment. Otherwise, you're going to end up in someone else's lane. And I think that's what happened with me in this past week. And, you know, it's been like a crazy, awesome ride, you know, like one of those roller coasters that you love to hate, like you're terrified of it, but you can't wait to go again. It's like one of those things. And it's all about embracing mystery, right? And it is a sweet, sweet ride. And my friend, the one who adopted the baby, she is on the ride with me, and she is a very, very powerful light healer being. And you know, she's discovering, and I feel almost like, you know, the liaison between the light and the dark. And also, that's interesting, the light and the dark, and the bridge, the gap in between the physical and the spiritual. And I'm learning a lot myself. You know, a lot of the things that I talk about, it feels like it just comes through me. Like, I don't have any notes, I don't have any agenda or anything. It flows through me. And you know, when I help my friends who are light workers, healers, I really help them understand, you know, that there is this physical world, and then there is this spiritual world, and there's everything in between. And I really help them understand, like, the powers that we have, and the integration that we can have, and how it could serve us in that alignment that we have, right? Because it's all about that. I mean, there's alignment in the physical world, but what are we without our physical body? We're spirit, and that is the energy that we're all connected by. So anyway, it's such a sweet ride, you know, and an amazing discoveries, like, every day. And I feel like, you know, writing it all down doesn't even capture that essence. And I love connecting with all of you. And that is just such a beautiful thing, you know? So that's why I'm here today. And just to reframe that, you know, bad, or that bad person, or that toxic person, you know, because there was a lot of good things that came out of it. Even though you might not be with that person, even though you loathe that person, even though you have resentment and hate, or possibly not, like, you don't even care against that person, there were some good things, obviously, because you wouldn't have been with them. However, there were some horrible things, there were some bad things, there were some horrific things. And, you know, if we don't forgive, we're not going to heal. And if we don't forgive, you know what we have in our heart is that hatred. And guess what we get back? We get the hatred. So all the way around, like, we cannot ever, ever, ever lose when we come from love. And so, you know, some people might interpret that in a way of, well, if I love, then I'm weak, right? Look at Jesus. Okay, was he weak? Or Allah, or whoever you may follow, like Buddha. I mean, filled with love, right? Like, all of these are filled with love. Doesn't matter what religion or anything that you believe in, because it's all love. Like, as I said, God is love. It says, that's it. There's three words. God is love. So whatever you believe in, whatever you pray to, whatever you know, your meditations, or even if you do believe in more of the unseen, of the forces that are around us, it's all about love. And if we just love ourselves, then we can tap into all of that. And guess what we get back? You bet. We get back love. And so that is what my coaching is really about. It's about that, you know, Marianne Williamson talks about return to love. And the Course in Miracles talks about love, you know. And Eckhart Tolle talks about love. Like, you know, Rumi, he talks about love. And also, you know, the famous Deepak. I'm like, the famous. the really beautiful bridge for all of us to, you know, Oprah and Deepak have their certain challenge. I don't know what they call it, like the 30-day meditation. Which, you know, invites people to be open. To be open to possibility, to be open to trust, to hope, to love, right? And anyway, I just did this post about confidence. And I did this cute picture about, you know, confidence is the new sexy, or let that be your new sexy, you know? And I love that because you wear that confidence. Where does that come from? It comes from love. Where does that love come from? From self-love and opening your heart to that. So one of the things that I feel is so important is that if you do not feel that, because I do, I know, and I've been there, if you don't have that self-love, it's hard to think about that, right? Because it's so far removed from who we are that we need to really tap into that. And you could say, you know, like if you feel like no one loves you, turn it around and just say, I am very loved. I am so loved. And I love myself. Even if you don't believe it, that's an affirmation, right? And then when you say that out loud, even if you don't believe it, post it everywhere. You start to really say, oh my God, like even that doing, even those stickies, even the affirmation of saying it, is showing that you love. And you'll see and you'll feel and you'll open your heart and, you know, your willingness, even if you're not understanding or believing, just say, I'm willing to believe that I'm loved. And you'll get there. Anyway, I think my time is probably almost done for the evening, and I don't want to get cut off. Because I know that's happened before, and that's the difficult thing. It's when I get cut off. And I'm just going to soak and relax. But I just wanted to share that with you that, you know, out of everyone in the world, and I did feel this when I was little, I felt like my grandma was the only one who loved me. You know, because I think I'm a touchy-feely person, and I can be, at least. And I didn't hear that, and I didn't feel that, you know, for part of my life. And I thought my grandma was the only one who loved me. And she came to me in my dream, and there were doves and fountain and light, and it turned into, like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, how it's black and white and it turns into color. Like, that's how beautiful, vivid my dream was. And I understand, I've heard that their psychic dreams, I didn't realize this, are the ones that you remember like 20 years later. And for me, it's been, I can't do the calculation in my head, but this is probably like 43 years later. I remember this clearly because this is after she passed and she came to me in this beautiful, loving dream. My parents come to me in these beautiful, loving dreams, you know. And then I realize they're not dreams, they're visions. They're visions of this euphoria that we have, that spirit, right? That's how we're all connected. So know that you're loved. Know that you're loved. And really try deeply to connect. And if you want to join, I am coaching ladies, but I do have a group in Facebook. You can go to my website and then go click on the link on the bottom, or send me, sign up for the email list and ask for the link to the Facebook group where we have support around this. And eventually I'll, you know, we'll be setting up coaching that you can get support around this. I support women who are separated, divorced, mainly single, However, my support is really for all women, and it's geared towards the midlife ex-wife, what you call it, I don't know. But you know, we're not ex anything, right? Really, it's such a negative connotation. We're just being us, and there's a life after divorce. Trust me, there's life after death, and that's a death of the old self. Speaking of which, I am doing shadow work this weekend. It'll be an amazing weekend. And then in the beginning of December, I am doing that program that I talked about. And then after that, I am going to be a speaker. I'm going to be a speaker in the women's conference. So if you're interested in that, I will also give you the link. So visit my website. It is yoursoulpassion.com. So of course it's www.yoursoulpassion.com, yoursoulpassion.com. And you can sign up, you know, find out a little bit more about me. I have a blog there. I have all of my social media. You can send me your emails. It could be on the list. You can also send me a message if you have a question. And then you could also set up an appointment with me for a soul discovery call. It's a 20-minute complimentary appointment. And I will go ahead and put the link down below, or wherever you're finding your podcast, I'm going to go ahead and put the link so you can find me easily and just click on the link and you can get to anywhere where you need to go. Okay, well, I'm going to enjoy this bath. You enjoy your beautiful end of the moon cycle and new moon. You know, we think about like the seasons and just letting go and just growing and becoming and, you know, just shining the light on a new cycle, a new era, a new time, a new beginning. So there's always an end and a beginning, and this is a new beginning. And just trust and know that it's just another phase of life, right? So level up. We're leveling up now. Even though it might seem down, we are leveling up, and we could do this together, okay? Well, thank you so much for joining me. Men, you are welcome to find me on my website, Your Soul Passion, and you know, just explore there. If there's any help or support that you need, let me know as well, okay? Ciao for now, light and love, and I hope to talk to you soon. I may even come on during the weekend and do some extra posts, because I know there's going to be a lot to share in the next, you know, weeks and months to come. So I'm going to come and take you along with me on this beautiful ride. And as I said, live your life with vacation eyes. And my mantra that I'd love for you to practice is to really get out of your comfort zone. And the only way that we can connect with others is really to connect with ourselves. So be seen, be heard, and be limitless. Okay? All right. Well, you take care. Lots of love. And we'll talk to you again soon. Okay? Ciao for now.